have Beis Hamikdash as they were. You know what the first Beis Hamikdash was? Adam Rishon had a Beis Hamikdash. The Medrash says it was the world. That was the Hamikdash. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is like this. It's like the Evan Ezra, I think, says that he talks about Tefillah. He says that you have a Makom Tefillah, as a Makom Kedusha. What does it mean? Kviyas Makom for Tefillah. So he says the truth of the matter is that the whole universe, the whole world expresses the greatness of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shmaya Masapim Kredke. Everything expresses the Kedushas Hashem. But man is incapable of living in that way. He goes his own way, gets involved in his own personal life, and he withdraws completely from seeing God all over. But what's the definition of a Mikdash? Mikdash is a place that causes man to reflect upon God, right? The truth of the matter is, a real chacham doesn't need a Mikdash. The Mikdash is the world, the universe. Shemayim kisi v'aretz adam ragla. He's a bias tithin. You're going to build a little house and you say, here's where this is going to reflect the greatness of God. It's all over. It's impossible. So why do we have a Mikdash, really? We have a Mikdash is justified by our own weakness. That's why we have a Mikdash. Our weakness justifies the concept of a Mikdash. It's not an official thing. But a Mikdash means a place when a person comes to that Makayim. The Mikdash is constructed in a way that causes him to reflect upon the Creator. You see? That's why, Shul also. Makom Tefila. Isolate a certain Makom. This is a Makom Kedusha. Truth of the matter is, the reality is, what is the difference between this Makom and any other place? The whole world, every inch of the world, every speck reflects unbelievable, unfathomable Chachmas Hashem. A rock, a stone, everywhere. There's not a place that doesn't have Chachmas Hashem. To such a great degree that the ancients never even imagined that it exists until modern times. I don't know. I see every little thing, a microscopic atom, to fathom the atom is impossible for man to really understand it. So there isn't a spot, there isn't a place that doesn't reflect Chachmas Hashem, doesn't reflect the greatness of God. So what is Mikdash? So Mikdash is there because man is deficient. He can't help himself. You see? So he isolates a certain makom and he comes to this place, and this has an effect on him. And he thinks in a small way, he recognizes the godless of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Small way, I mean, you can see. But that's man's state. And that's the same thing with Tefillah. Same thing with Tefillah. Tefillah really is, what is Tefillah? Tefillah is Amayim B'fnei Hashem. Right now, isolate a makom. All this is really only because of our own weaknesses. It's not inherently, it's really ridiculous. See? Over here, see? So first the order is like this. There is one prerequisite. See, Mikdash really, there's a stage. The first three psukim give a stage even before Mikdash. What are the first three psukim? First three psukim is what? First three psukim is Yevayu Kolbas L'Shtachlas L'Fenecher Hashem Yevayu V'Shtach L'Fenecher Hashem Chav L'Shmecha Boyu N'Shtach V'Nichro N'Nivrcho L'Fenecher Hashem Aseinu. That is. See, there has to be. There is a movement. There's an aliyah L'Regel. There has to be a movement towards the Mikdash.
Okay. Now the first psukim. That's after Shema Tfila. Yevoich habasu shtachvat smenachar Hashem, yevoich shtachvat smenachar Hashem, boi nishtachvat v'nichvara, nivrucho lefnei Hashem Aseinu. All those three psukim say one thing. That the first step that a person must take is expressed in the term shtachavoya. What does the term shtachavoya represent? Shtachavoya represents the recognition, total subservience to a being greater than himself. As long as a person is egocentric, is involved in himself, he has no place in searching for God. So the first step is to break the egocentricity, the self-involvement. How do you break the ego? What represents the break in egocentricity? Hishtachavoya. That's the first step. Then, after you have Hishtachavoya, then he goes to Mikdash. His search begins in the Mikdash. The Mikdash is a place where a person comes, like Rabbi Levi says, and is filled with awe of the Creator. He's filled with awe of the Creator. The structure is made that way. The structure itself is made that he should be filled with awe. Moreover, in the Mikdash, he sees the halachic system in operation. The Mikdash works through the whole Mikdash operates on halachic principles. All the kabbanis, the aveda, everything. All halacha. And in Mikdash also there's Sanhedrin. Shetasim Sanhedrin Yitzalam Mizbeach. Chachmei Yisrael are in the Mikdash. An integral part of Kedushas HaMikdash. So through this, he begins to see, he begins to get a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, insofar as a human being is capable. And once he does that, he has made his first step in approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first step in Odecha Kol Basar Yevayo.
That's the order of the psukim. That's the order of the psukim here. Okay. Now, after he sees Migdash, which is the first step, then he's filled with shlachis. Then naturally, shlachis for Hakadosh Baruch Hu follow. Okay. The chum ran al Hashem, the real tzirishenu, the kanab and the kabbafon of the seid. All these psukim. Kel naratz b'seid kadoshim rabba. Sui dechem kadosh shavrochas al Hashem. Hine brachas Hashem kolad Hashem and v'Hashem b'leilos. That follows the experience of Mikdash. Once you have Mikdash, then there's Shevach HaMachan. But it doesn't stop over there. It goes further. What is the next step? Take a look at the next psukim.
So where's the praise of Shevach?
Up to Hashem Mikael. See? From Mikdash, you come to a different recognition. What is the next recognition? Hashem Mikael Bashamayim Uva'oretz Asher Yasech Ma'asecha V'chukvurisecha. You recognize that this, that God is really the source of everything, of all reality. From Mikdash it spreads out to all reality. You see, Asher Lo Hayom Uva'asohu V'yabeshes Yadav Yatzaru Asher B'yadei Mechkirei Oretz V'soyaf Ha'isarim Lai Asher B'yadei Nefesh Kochai Ruach Kol Basarish V'yadei Shamayim Pilachot Hashem Afamunuscho B'kal Kedeshim. All these psukim, v'chos rayim gvura, v'chos shemayim af v'choretz, tevel u'moloya ata yisaratam. What is all this? What are all these psukim? Ata farata v'aschayim, shibata rashas v'sanin olamoyim. All these things, you see? Ata yitzavta kol gvulis oretz, kayis v'cheref, ata yitzaratam. The seasons, the earth, everything. Ata ritzatzta rashi liv yasam. Ata v'kata mayim v'yocha, v'vanocha, ata v'ashanaris esam. Esa g'deleis ad ein cheker, v'nifloiz ad ein mispar. Kikel go Hashem, Melchol Kol Olakim. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Malachim. Melchol Kol Olakim. Kigod LaTev Oisin Eflois Ato Olakim Uvadecha. Kigod Me Hashemayim Chasdecha VaAchchakum Amitecha. Kigod Hashem Olmoed Lulasei Ein Cheker. Right? All these psukim. What are all these psukim really say? What are all these psukim?
That's
right. Exactly. Because the purpose of Mikdash is only a temporary place. You stay there for a while, the person reaches a certain level, and then after that, he recognizes that God is all over. Doesn't need Mikdash anymore. He reaches a level of Hashemayim Kisi Varetz Adem Ragle Eizeh Bayis Tidnali. See? That's the next stage. That's all part of Shemaya Tefillah Odecha Kol Basar Yevayo. That's the Odecha. Odecha means he gets closer and closer. Not closer because he traversed a certain distance, but closer in the very knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all these psukim over here. If you take a look at them, that's what all these psukim are. So it goes from Mikdash, it goes to Shemayim Varetz. Alright? Now, dispersed, if you notice the psukim, when it deals with the psukim of God's creation in the universe, also interspersed is his relationship to human beings as well. You see? Asher, go say, Asher b'yodei mechkerei oretz v'soyaf ha'isarim lai. Asher b'yodei nefesh kol choy. Ruach kol basarish. Then v'yodei shemayim pelachot Hashem, afem unoscho b'kal kedoshim. You see? Now, if you take a look, every now and then, you see the Atar Chasta Rosh Lev Yassin, Tidnenu Machol Am Letzim, Ashgacha Pratius. That's talking about the neflois, the wonders of the creation. Next pasuk, ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdecha v'atshchakim amitecha, shows you that the chesed Hashem, on the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that relates to man. Both aspects of the creator. You see, the creator in terms of the Borei Olam, who is simultaneously the source of the Ashgacha. Simultaneously the source of the Ashgacha. Both. That's the interspersed Nipsa. Okay? Science is a knowledge of Ashgacha. Knowledge of Ashgacha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu understood. He asked God, he wanted to understand God's essence. God said no. But the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hareini Nos Kvedecha, he wasn't allowed to. But that's the knowledge of the Ashgacha. So that's also all stems from one source. You see, so the Psukim really intersperse both. But the gradation is from the Migdash to the world, to the universe. From Migdash to the universe. That's really what the progression is. Yeah. That. From where you say, from Mila Yerocha, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. The Kachore, well, actually, there's one passage that's transition. The Kachore Hashem Agdula, right. Like, word, present, right? Kichob HaShemayim Varas, Lachor Hashem HaMocho, and Sassel HaLarech. Okay. That, now it says, Mila Yerocha, Melech HaGoyim, Ki Lachor Yosik, Yerocha Chach Mei HaGoyim, Lachor Machus, Mein Kamecha. Mein Kamecha Hashem, God Latav, God Hashem Chagur. Hashem Kelekei Tzvakos, Micha Mecha Chasim Kov, and Menos Chasvi Yosecha. Hashem Tzvakos, Okei Yisrael, Yeshua Krum, Ato Lekim Levadecha. You see? Alright? So that's the result of, that's the way a person feels after he reaches the Chachmas Hashem. As he reaches the highest attainable knowledge for man, then there's only one feeling he has. Milo Yerocha Mal HaGayim. How is it possible not to fear God? I mean, it's absurd. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu said. It's a Moshe Mal Kach HaShem Mim. Hakim Liyiras Ad Hashem. Is that a hard thing? Anyone that recognizes the ultimate reality, how could he not fear the ultimate reality? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Just lacks in recognition. That's the Pasuk. Mein Kamach Ad Hashem. Go to Latav HaGol Hashem Chagvura. Okay? Now, and it comes to recognition, all these things become clear once a person understands, once a person has knowledge of it. That's it, right? Then you have two psukim in the end. What are two psukim? Mi yamal gvuras at Hashem yashmiya kol tilasa, and mikimi vashachak yarach let Hashem yidme let Hashem b'neilam. What does it mean? These two psukim express one idea. That after we're finished with all the shvachos, there's one reflection. What's the reflection?
We haven't been anywhere.
That's right. We have no right to be Meshabeach. Okay? That's the... This itself is absurd. The very... We find ourselves, we go from Migdash until you see Shemayim Kisi Roratz Adem Ragway, and we Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we recognize one thing. That Mi Yamal Gvur Sad Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tivasak. We say, can we begin to understand the whole Kol Tivasak Hashem? Therefore, everything we say is ridiculous. You see? It's a natural expression on nature. When on nature comes and encounters these phenomena, it's a natural expression that we're Meshabeach. But simultaneously, we recognize that we have no right, and objectively, we're not really, these things aren't really Shvachis. It's just a result of our nature coming in contact, encountering these concepts. And that's the end. Why? Kimi v'ashachak yarach lar Hashem, yidna lar Hashem of Ne'elam. Because there is no... there is no way that we can, there's no possibility, no way to compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anything. And all our praises are comparative. Everything that we say, all our praises are always have the comparative in them. But the comparative is impossible with relationship to God. Because He's essentially, different. That's the last pasuk. That's why, me, Malagras, Shemesh, me, Kulti, Lasa. Human praise is always comparative. But with relationship to God, the comparative is absurd. There is no comparison. So human praise has to, by definition, be faulty. because of the fact that it always borders on the comparative. There's some type of reference point that we start from. We compare, and that's wrong. See? That's the end of the that's the end of the psukim. That's the order of the psukim. We only have one tefillah. We don't understand it. Really, we're worthless. It's, the whole thing's absurd. The whole relationship, the whole situation of tefillah is ridiculous. But the only thing is that it's midas hakadosh baruch hu. That's it. So we know that fact. That fact we know from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the fact that we. This fact was revealed to us through Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is a fact that we stand by. That's the only thing we have. That's it. So, but if you notice, Hashem, Hashem, Aseleman Shemecha. Everything Aseleman Shemecha. What does it mean Aseleman Shemecha? It means that we. That, you see, there's two things. I mentioned this many times, that there's a personal relationship that an individual has with God, and he's perfected because of his knowledge, and he raises himself to a certain level as a human being. But simultaneously, there is a certain system that God implements and intends to implement. I can't use the word intends in relationship to God, but it means, we haven't got the words, but it means there is that he will implement a certain system eventually, and Yemos HaMashiach, that system will be implemented finally, ultimately. And that system is, that's his will, that system should exist. And ultimately, it's his will. So the tefillah is that his will should, the man Shimchar Hashem, should come about because of his will, not because of our Zchusim. That's the end of the. Through with asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Slicha Mechila. Because of the because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the fact that that a person can do tshuva and he's mechaper. That fact we know, and that's the base of the slichas. That's the base of the slichas. But if you don't recognize the whole framework, you know what I mean? Then you're missing the whole picture. You don't understand what you feel. Yeah, I'm justified. What do you mean? It makes sense. I did true. That's right. Demands. Yeah. That's the whole introduction to this.
The following shiur is a new shiur dealing with some aspects of the philosophical position of Yom Tovim.
This is what we said at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The topic will be the discussion of the Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif and Kedushas Regel, right? Okay. So first we mentioned that the concept of Shabbos and Yom Tovim and Klal Yisrael is totally different than any other nation, because the whole Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif is because it's tied into Talmud Torah. If the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav that it Hilchos Yontif is Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Chem, so it's the Kedushas Hayom is tied into the Talmud Torah. That's the difference between Yadus and every other religion, because every other religion conceives of worshiping God with the body and with the emotions, but Yadus is the only religion that conceives of worshiping God with the mind. And that, not only that, but that's the essential worship. That's the essential worship. That's why the whole Shabbos is Kul Hashem. Kul Hashem means Talmud Torah. Okay? The end of Hilchos Shabbos. Towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Yud. Kachai Minigat Tzadikim Hashem. Espal Lodom Shabbos Shachris and Moshe Beis HaKnesses. V'yavol HaVeis of Yisra Tzudu Shriya. V'yavol HaVeis HaMedesh Yikra V'yishnana Mincha. V'yispal Mincha V'achkach Yikra Tzudu Shlish Shal Yayim V'yavol HaYesh Ad Masar Shabbos. Okay. So that's the Yom Tov also. Perek Vav, the Rambam has Kach Yadas. Right. Right. Rav Chaim explained why the Rambam uses the term Das over there and why they use Kach Yaminig. Because he says on Yom Tov Kach Yadas because it's Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lachem. But over here on Shabbos it's Kul Hashem, but there's a Matir Honeg. So you don't know how to do it. So he says, that's why you need a minigav to the gemurshanim. That's the like. Obviously, you don't know how to break it up because it's kulu Hashem essentially, but you have a matir of onik, right? So you don't know how to break it. How much onik? How much learning? You don't know. So therefore, you have to rely on the minigav to the gemurshanim because they broke it up the proper way. Thus means there's the rule. There's the rule. Thus, well, that's it. Right? Difference really. Between Yahadis and between other religions. Now, that difference isn't just a small difference. It's really tied into our essential perception of God. You see? Because the truth of the matter is as follows, that if you maintain that you could love God emotionally, so then you have to maintain that God is physical. See? Because the emotional love has to have an object. Some type of an object. See? And therefore, it's only possible by other religions that really are polytheistic. Even though they maintain that they're monotheistic, but essentially they're really polytheistic. Because they always have some type of form of, that they associate to. Either a person or some type of form that they associate to. Now that's why it's possible to have an emotional, love. An emotional love is always tied to an object, see? Tied to a physical thing. That's why even Yahadis say Ketzad hu oyev es hamakar. La'achta shem lekecha. So yes, Ketzad hu oyev es hamakar. Is it possible? It's impossible. It's only possible if you have a physical idea. But we don't. So therefore, where is the ava? So therefore, the ava can only be a she'ifa. Can only be a she'ifa. When you see the chachma, so then you have a desire to pursue it further. A desire. A craving, a desire. So from the chachma, you have a desire to pursue to the source. But there is no emotional love of an object. Because the emotional love is a love of an object. That's only possible if you have in your mind, a person can have in the back of his mind some unconscious type of an object there. And he can love it emotionally. See? That's not the Yahadis. That's the other religions. Just an emotional love of an object from the past. You see, but even that, insofar as the dancing was concerned, the Rambam mentions in the end of Hilchos Lulav that the only ones that danced were the Chacham. See, so even in the dancing, the Chacham has to be expressed because Stam they didn't take the best dancer. Because Stam, he said, what kind of simcha is that? He's happy he knows how to dance. That has nothing to do with the simcha that we're after. We're looking for a simcha that stems from chachma. That can only be from chacham. So maybe in dancing he might not be that good, but the quality of the simcha is there. The other way, there's no quality there. One question, because the Rambam says that on simchas, on Chag HaSukkos, there's a simcha yisera, and he quotes the pasuk "Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekechem." Right now, Rashi really—that's the simcha beis hashoeva. Now, and it brings the whole thing over there. It's in the end of Hilchos Lulav. Now, the Rashi quotes another pasuk from Simchas Beis Shoeva. He says, "Yishavta mayim besosam, not asmachtam lefnei Hashem alekechem." So he said, what's the difference between the Rambam and between Rashi? According to Rashi, Simchas Beis Shoeva is a kim in Migdash. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's a kim in Chag HaSukkos. Right? Now he said, yes, according to Rashi, it's very good. So the Simcha is a kim in Migdash, has nothing to do with Chag HaSukkos. Right? But according to the Rambam, who says that it's an extension of the Simchas Regel. So how do you extend the Simchas Regel? Every Yom Tov has Simcha anyways. So how can you extend the Simchas Regel? Right? And what is it? What do you mean? More Simcha? Add to the Simcha. Right? What? Modos Luv Perkras Lachid Beish. Kol Modos Mitzvah Smoch Bohem B'chag HaSukkos Hoysad Mikdash Yom Simcha Yisera. Shenema, smachtam, lefnei Hashem alekechem, shivas yamim. Alright? that there's a distinction. What does the Smach Malfnei Hashem Elokecha and Shevet Yam mean? See, every regel, a person has to be in the framework, frame mind of Simcha, Samech V'Tov Lev. So, Lacha, your mental framework should be Samech V'Tov Lev. But over here, the very character of the Chag HaSukkos is Simcha. Simcha is part of the character of the Chag HaSukkos. Simcha somehow is, the theme of Simcha somehow is tied in with the very nature of Sukkos. Not just that the gavra has to be a Sameach V'Tov Lev. But the nature of Sukkos inherently carries with it Simcha. Okay? And what exactly it is, we'll explain, we'll get back to it a little later. But that's the way you have to say in the Ram, that Sukkos, the character of Simcha is tied in with the regal itself. The regal itself is associated with Simcha. Not just that the gavra should be a Sameach V'Tov Lev. Alright. Then, Shabbos and Yontif really have one thing in common, the Talmud Torah, right? But what is the difference between the two? There's a difference between the two. Because see, Shabbos and Yontif are two different concepts. And the raya is that the Chasima, Mekadesh, Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos, and with regard to Yontif, say, Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, right? Now the Gemara says, right in Brachas, Memtes, the Gemara says, that why do you say we hold in Chos Mishnayim? You're never allowed to finish off a bracha with two themes. So how can you say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim? So the Gemara says because it means Mekadesh Yisrael that are Mekadesh Vazmanim. So it's one thing. And the question is why do you have to have such a cumbersome type of chasima? Just say Bracha Hashem Mekadesh Vazmanim. So it's through Yisrael. So you have to mention through Yisrael. I mean, you say Bracha Hashem Bani Yerushalayim. He's Bani Yerushalayim how? He's Bani Yerushalayim through Klal Yisrael. So that's a brother that Hashem, Nesin Kerech, Klal Yisrael, Liv Nesir Shalayim. I mean, why do you have to go through the whole thing? Why does Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Zman? So we want to say like this, that the Pshat is like this, there are two types of Kedushas really. One Kedusha is the Kedusha of Tefillah. We said if you take a look in Tefillah, there's two themes in Tefillah. In the Birchas Krishma, the first bracha of Yetzer Ar, Hamei Loretz, is how God manifests Himself with regard to the creation. See, the thing is like this: that, like we said before, in Klal Yisrael, there is no—you're not allowed to have any anthropomorphism. Okay, that's the central theme of Yadis. No, against the Avodah Zarah. Now, since that's the case, so the only way we can relate to God is through manifestations. You see? How do we relate to God? It's impossible how we relate to Him. So you can only relate to Him through His manifestations. And really, His manifestations are of two types. The first type of manifestation is insofar as the Briyas Olam is concerned. You see? As far as Briyas Olam is concerned. And the second manifestation is insofar as He revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael. So that's the first bracha is Yetzer Ar in Krishna, and the second one is Avah Rabbah. And really, Baruch Shama V'Hoya Ha'olam is an extension, an introduction to Yetzer Ar. Baruch Shama V'Hoya Ha'olam. It's the, and then you have all the, all the halukas, all Hashgacha Klolius. Achaya, Haram Akvos, Chaya V'Chol Behema, Remus Asipar Kona, all these things, that you have in the Halukas. You have Hashalech Imrasay Oretz Ad Meiris Dvar Nesu Shalak Atzomek Farkef Faza Mashdech Kach Fil Nekras Mi Yamad Yishlach Dvar V'Yam Seim Yashir Rechu Yiz Lemoyim All the seasons, all these things, Lumen Hashamayim Alu Kol Malochav Kol Tzvav. So all these things are really the expression of the of Bria Solom Bria Solom Hashgacha Klolis. That's one expression that we can perceive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second is the Ashgacha. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Banu Kolam Adasana Asteros, Baruch Hashem, Nais Na Terah, gave us a Terah. That's Avah Rabbah, Avtonah. So that's the only way we can relate to God is through His expression, which is divided into two classes. Now what we want to say was that that's really the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That Shabbos is really Sheish Shemei Bereishis. So Shabbos is the Kedusha of Shabbos is brought about by that aspect of the manifestation of God through Briyas Olam. See? But the Kedusha of Yontif is brought about through the, not through Bria Selva, but through the separate Hashgacha, the separate relationship that God has with Klal Yisrael. You see? Because the Zmanim are all, who makes the Zmanim? The Zmanim is the Zmanim are made by Klal Yisrael. Bezin's Kaveh the Regolim, Bezin's Kaveh the Modos. Even if Bezin makes a mistake, once they say that's it, that's it. You see? So, you see, with regard to the, with regard to Bria Se'olam, man is only an observer. You can't really, change anything in Bria Se'olam. Yesh Me'ayin, God did once, and that's it. Man can't do any more. But, he can manipulate certain things. That's because he understands, so he manipulates certain things. He can change, certain, can make certain combinations. See? Combination and separation. But he can't create. So Bria Se'olam, man is just a passive observer. But with regard to the Kedusha of the Ashgacha, man isn't just a passive observer. There, man is a participant. Because you see, he has a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv to, because that's what the Ashgacha, what was the Ashgacha of the Klal Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael should be actively involved in to represent, to do mitzvahs and Torah in order to give the, portray the true ideas to the world. So there, Klal Yisrael has to actively participate. That's why it says Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. Not just an accidental thing that Yisrael is Mekadosh Azmanim. That's part of the Kedusha of the Zmanim, is that Klal Yisrael is the Mekadosh. See, that's the concept of Mayadis. Mayadim. Mayadim, the Kedusha is from the Hashgacha. Shabbos is from the Bria, Bria Selam. Two separate concepts. Then we went through the regalim themselves. It said like this. That really it begins, this Kedusha of the Ashgacha goes like this. First it begins with Pesach. Because that's really Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, you see, Yetzias Mitzrayim is tied with 49 steps till Shavuos. Because that's Matan Torah. Because just Yetzias Mitzrayim alone without Matan Torah is nothing. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is leaving the false ideas of the Mitzrayim. And then accepting Shavuos, accepting the true ideas of the Torah. And what is Sukkos? Really should be complete after that. So he said Sukkos is really living the life of Torah. That's what Sukkos is. Because what is Sukkah really? Sukkah is where a person leaves the it's Chag HaOsef. So at that time a person's overcome with his own emotional security. So the mitzvah is that he should remove himself from the physical and live in a basic shelter, just what he needs, and to enjoy the Chachmas Hashem. And the shir, we mentioned the shir of Schach is Kadesh Shir as a Kachavim. When a person lies down in his bed at nighttime, looks up at the Kachavim, he thinks of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Sumar Reinecham Arumi Bora Eila. So he relates to the Bora Eila. That's the real life. That's the real life of a person. To remove the false securities that he always has, the bias of security. It's a false emotional security. The only security is with the true ideas. So that's really the concept of Sukkot. That's why there's an interesting pasuk. Pasuk says that you say that in Aftera, on Sukkot, that this will be the Chatas Mitzrayim. The other nations won't be able to keep Chag HaSukkot, and we will. I mean, they can't sit in a Sukkot, what's so hot? And if Shad is Chag HaSukkot represents living the total life of Aftera. That they won't be able to do. That's why you have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur first. Because it's in a person ain't tzaddik ba'orat sheyatzeh teva layechda. See, there's a difference between there's a difference between Klal Yisrael and between the Lahavu of Christianity. Through Christianity they try to be perfect saints. See, because that's a superego thing. You want to be a perfect person. Yadda says no. Ain't tzaddik ba'orat sheyatzeh teva layechda. A person's nature is such, man is such a creature that by nature he's going to have to sin. There's no question about it. But the only thing is that through tshuva he can improve himself. He has the ability to do tshuva. He's constantly falling and picking himself up. That's his nature. That's the nature of man. So that's why you have to have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur first. See? So because that's to define the essential nature. Then you can have a Chag HaSukkos. And that's why the Rambam says, that's why Sukkos inherently has to have the character of Simcha. not just a matter of the guy should be sameach hatev lev so that he could enjoy the regalim properly. But the character of sukkah, chag sukkah, has to be similar, because that's the real life. That's the real life there. It must be similar. That's why simcha yisera, and that's why in the and that's why the simcha yisera, and that's why only the chachamim were the ones that danced in the mikdash, because they expressed this simcha for the life of Torah. Nobody else can express it. With regard to the kedushas ma'adim, so there it's atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. So we have to be mekadosh,
initiate the kedusha.
Mentioned with regard to Shmini Atzeres. What is Shmini Atzeres? See, Shmini Atzeres is really the simcha that naturally devolves upon a person from the Kiyam HaMitzvahs. The Golem portray the ideas of the portray the ideas of the system of the Torah. You have Pesach, you have Shavuos, and then you have Sukkot, the life of Torah. So the Regolim portray the ideas. A person lives through the Regolim, lives through the ideas that the Torah portrays. You understand what I mean? But in Simcha, in Shmini Atzeres is really the philosophical relationship between Klal Yisrael and God. That's the ikvuli oydem echad. That's without, no, they're not the, it's a different kind of a, it's a simcha of the philosophical relationship between Klal Yisrael and God. Without any halachas. There's no halachas then. You know what I mean? It's the climax. Why have l'smach 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 the chi of simcha and sukkahs is because it's part of the portrayal of the mitzvah sukkah, which represents the ultimate life. But Shmini Atzeres is actually the experiencing the ultimate life itself. There's no chiyuvim on that day. There's no chiyuvim. It's just ikvuli ayyamecha. That's why the whole medrash over there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like a melech, that prepared a big feast, and then in the last day he's just there with his close friends. It's a special relationship. Shmini Atzeres is a special relationship and the enjoyment of the special relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Without any halacha. Just the inherent relationship. That's why there's no halacha. Simcha, there's no halacha. There's a simcha as far as the regal, but there's no special... The special din of Simcha and Sukkot is to portray the fact that the Chag HaSukkot represents the ultimate life, which must have as a part of its nature the character of Simcha. But Shmini Atzeres is where you don't do any, it's not a portrayal. It's the actual experiencing the philosophic joy. You know what I mean? Because the Gavra is still busy portraying that idea, the concept through the mitzvah of Sukkah. It has a certain structure, he has to do this. He's portraying that idea. And Shmini Atzeres is where he appreciates it's a culmination, where he actually experiences the idea that he's portraying in Chag HaSukkot. You know what I mean? Sukkot, you portray through certain halachic structures what the life is.
And
Chiyuv Simcha is one of the halachic. And is one of the characteristics of the structure. Right. Part of the means. Right. But on Shmini Atzeres, you go into the philosophic enjoyment, the enjoyment itself. See? The essential perfection itself. And therefore, there's no halachas over there. That's why there's no halachas.
Yeah?
It's just enjoying the kir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. That's it. So there's no halachas, there's no... The other Yom Tov and the other Ma'adim, you're expressing a certain concept. Shmini Atzeres is also Zman Simcha Seinu.
Right.
Shmini Atzeres is designated for the purpose of celebrating the end. Right, the end of the end purpose of the means. The state that results from the means. That's what Shmini Atzeres, the state that results from the means. The other chagim are really to portray, they're all involved in portrayal of the means. Even Chag HaSukkot portrays the Gavra, of course, the thing that you're portraying is the ultimate in Chag HaSukkot. But the Gavra is involved in the mitzvah of portraying. Whereas in Shmini Atzeres, he's not involved in the mitzvah of portraying anymore. He's only involved in the relationship itself. He's involved in the relationship itself. The enjoyment of the relationship itself that he has to the ultimate reality, to God. See? So that's why there's no halachas. That's why the Ram says in the Maariv Uchan, the Ram says, why do you have Shmini Atzeres? He says, because the simcha could not be complete in the boots, he says. That's what he says. So what's the pshat in the sukkah? Pshat is, that's the pshat. The pshat is that the real simcha is, so why do you, so if that's the case, so why do you have to have the sukkahs for? Why do you have to have the sukkahs? The answer is, you have to have it because you're demonstrating what the, you have to, right, till you get the love, you have to demonstrate what the means is. Then once you have the means, then Shmini Atzeres is where it's complete. Shmini Atzeres is the completion. If you go through the means, then you have the completion and the enjoyment of the relationship itself. And that's why it's very good that Simchas Torah is on Shmini Atzeres. See, so Simchas Torah really is the enjoyment of the idea itself, appreciating the idea itself. And I'll show you, I bring you a raya that the Simchas Torah is tied into the Yom Shmini Atzeres itself. Why? Because you have akafas at night time. What are the akafas? Akafas is part of the simcha that you complete in the Torah, right? What do you have akafas at night time? Complete the Torah in the daytime. You don't complete, nobody completes the Torah at night time. So you see that it's a loch in the yom itself. What right do you have to make it a loch in the yom itself? A person makes a seam, it's not a loch in the yom, it's a loch in the, it's a seam itself. So you see that the very concept, that simcha of completing the Torah is an extension, it has a kiyum, is a kiyum in the Kedusha Sayyam, which means it's itself. It's a kiyum in the Kedusha Sayyam. Mention that the Sfaradim have a kafas, so Shmini Atzeres nine times, that's a good marker for it. Show that, that's the nature of the Kedusha Sayyam. Right. You have to complete the Torah on Shmini Atzeres, because you see there was minig that they used to have every 3 years. But the Simcha's Torah is a kiyum, the Simcha of completing the Torah on Shmini Atzeres is a kiyum in the Simcha Sechar. Like you see, we always mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the truth of the matter is that Yitzias Mitzrayim is really is leaving all the other religions. Mitzrayim is not only Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is all the other religions. Because all the other religions, even if it's a little more sophisticated, but it's still tied to the same anthropomorphic type of thing. Leave Mitzrayim. Yeah.